Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports.
Let's go!
The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate.
Let's go!
Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday, May the 17th, and we get a nice 14-game slate. Technically, there's 15 games, but we're going to skip over that first game. 6 o'clock game in Cleveland. I know what they're trying to do by getting the fans out a little earlier so kids can come to the ballpark. I get it, but it's frustrating for DFS, especially when it's a slate where we could have picked on Alfredo Simone, but it's not going to happen. Joined today by the Siege. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, it's good to be back. Yeah, I should have played the early slate to play the Indian stack. I've been on him for a week, and then I didn't. I should have played the slate, but oh well.
Yeah, it's just weird slates. Not a lot of tournaments for it. I hate it for DFS. I understand what they're doing, but it's still so frustrating.
It wouldn't be so bad if a couple other teams did it with them. When they're the only one, it kind of just stands out as an outlier.
Yeah, for sure. It's not like we know Fridays at Wrigley Field we're going to have 2 o'clock games. It's been that way for 50 years. But, you know, Cleveland's trying to do something different. They're trying to get the fans out to the ballpark. It is what it is. But if you guys haven't checked out our friends over at FantasyDraft.com, they're a sponsor of the podcast. So if you enjoy the podcast every day, go on over to FantasyDraft.com and check them out. Use promo code GRINDERS. Not only using Grinders promo code will you get a 100% deposit bonus up to $600, you will get free incentives for a year over at Roto Grinders for Fantasy Draft. So that's $180 value for free. Make sure you guys check them out. They got an $8,000 home run. They got a bunch of tournaments, bunch of cash games, all kinds of stuff from $1 to $22. So if you want to try out a new site, I love their two-pitcher site. I like playing there. I know you like playing there as well, CJ. So it's a pretty good site, man.
Yeah, I like the pricing. It's always in the sweet spot. You can get just enough of what you want without getting everything.
Yep, I agree. So let's get right into this slate. It's a really tough slate when we're looking at it because we go from a night where we didn't really have a clear-cut number one option to a night where we have Kershaw, Bumgarner, Syndergaard, Max Scherzer, Greinke, Archer, Hamels. You know, it's a great night. It's going to be a great night for tournaments. It's going to be a great night for cash games. But let's jump right in. We got Atlanta at Pittsburgh. Juan Nicasio and Aaron Blair. Blair, I feel like he's still a year away. I feel like he has good stuff, but he's still young, and he's not ready yet. You know, he should be in the minor leagues.
Yeah, but the entire Braves roster is really a AAA team, so you can't really blame them for having AAA players at the major league level when kind of most of them are.
Yeah, I get that aspect. I definitely agree there. Getting them exposure, getting them playing time, getting them experience. It's just for DFS, we're going to pick on them. And Juan Nicasio is a guy that I really like. I really like him in this ballpark. I feel like he's going to be a guy that's overlooked for the most part because we have all these top options on the board today. What's your thoughts on him?
I don't play righties against the Braves, not with all these guys on the hill. If this were today, like tonight's Monday slate, I would have had a lot of Nicasio exposure. But with all those studs on the mound, I don't think I'm going to be able to fit Nicasio on a team.
Yeah, when we're looking at the Braves, still the lowest team MOBO against righties, lowest team WRC+. So it's nothing special, but the strikeout rate goes from like 25% to under 20%. So I can see that. I feel like especially on a site like FanDuel where the win is so important, like he's going to be a guy that is going to get a win here.
Yeah, he definitely is. But I think there's a couple other guys, obviously, we'll get to that. I think you can feel a lot of confidence about the win, too. So
yeah, I definitely agree with that. Let's talk some bats here. Is there anybody from the Braves that you want to take here against Nicasio?
I don't think so, no.
The only guy that I like here is Freddie Freeman. He's hot, man. Like, he is smoking the ball. I know he had a couple doubles in the game, one against Nice, the lefty-lefty matchup, and then the reliever came in, he doubled off him. So Freeman's hot. He'd be the one guy that I would target here for the Braves.
Yeah, I could definitely get behind some Freddie Freeman. First base is always loaded, so it's tough. You're going to have to make tough decisions there. But Freeman definitely in play against a guy that struggles to get lefties out.
Aaron Blair, a guy that, you know, it's a small sample size, but he's really struggled with left-handed bats since getting called up. And he has been a little bit better against righties. His numbers are pretty solid against righties. When you're looking at the lineup here for Pittsburgh, I feel like it's the same guys. You know, it's Polanco that you want to target the most. And Joyce got this, you know, a rare start. If he's in the lineup, he's another guy you can target here.
Well, Marte's out on bereavement, I believe, is what it is. So he
fraternity
should
list. That's what it was.
Fraternity list. Yes. So Matt Joyce should get another start. And for 6,400, he's going to be a staple in a lot of my fantasy draft lineups. He'll be a finalist for cash, I would imagine.
Yeah, man, I love that call. He's a guy that I feel like he's cheap across the industry. When you're even looking at FanDuel, he's 2,500. He's definitely a guy you can play at in cash. Five home runs and 64 at-bats this season. Might actually got up to 65 late in the game, but, you know, when I was watching the game, that's what the announcer said. So he's hitting the ball well, and this is a good matchup here for him against Blair. It's, you know, looking at McCutcheon, I know you don't want David Fries. If Kong is in the lineup, maybe some of these other guys that you might like here.
Yeah, I don't mind McCutcheon or Marte at these prices. 9,300 and Marte's out. Why did I just say that? McCutcheon, 9,300 on fantasy draft, I think is a perfectly fine option as well. But I just won't play Jaso or Kong on DK or on draft. There's just too many guys that for 7,600 I can get a little better player.
Seattle heading to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Wade Miley, Abaldo Jimenez. Any thoughts on these two guys?
Wade Miley at a pitcher's park is not a good thing against a power right-handed heavy team. I can't target either one of these pitchers either, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like this is a game that we're going to want some bats from. When we're looking at Miley, when he struggles, it's against righties. He's going to face a lot of righties here. And Jimenez is nothing special. We use him in certain spots. This is not a spot that we want to use him. You know, he's going to face a lot of power bats here. Good ballpark for power. Who do you like here for the Mariners?
I think over on fantasy draft, Joey Ricard at 6,400 is just going to be a lock and load. He's in a great spot against the lefty. A lot of power behind him. I like him a lot. Trumbo has been really popular. Adam Jones has been really popular. Perfectly fine plays. But the guy I think I would play if I was going to play one more guy is I would fit Manny Machado in, only 9,200 on fantasy draft. That's a complete steal.
Yeah, man, I like Machado so much more against right-handed bat or pitchers, but his price, even on FanDuel, they've moved him to shortstop on FanDuel, and he's only 3,900. We finally have another shortstop not named Corey Seager on FanDuel, so like Machado a lot. I'm going to be playing him a lot moving forward with him at shortstop. What's your thoughts on him getting the move from third base to shortstop over on FanDuel?
I haven't noticed it, but I like it. He's been playing there every day since J.J. Hardy went down, so it's absolutely the right move. These first couple of days, too, I like targeting them when they get new positions, especially when they move to middle infield spots. They're normally priced in comparison to their old position, and they just move them over. A guy like Manny Machado, for example, just simply has more talent than Xander Bogaerts. You know, he's just a better player, and to be 700 less than him is a complete steal. He should not be priced basically the same as Addison Russell. That's a price advantage that you need to take advantage of.
Yeah, I agree. Man, do we get back on Adam Jones here? He's been hitting the ball well. We've been able to play him over the last week or so. Does he continue this? Is he really back? Do you believe in it?
3,500, I think, is the spot I fade. There's a lot of good options on this slate, a lot of gas cans that we will get to. I think 3,500, if I was building a Baltimore stack, I would leave him out of it.
Yeah, I get it, man. Like, when we're looking at the slate, there's a game in Minnesota and Detroit with two bad pitchers, and we'll talk about that here. And I think I'd rather have JD Martinez for an extra $100 over Adam Jones. Like, and I don't think twice about it, especially on FanDuel.
Yeah, I'd rather have Stephen Piscotty for the same price against the lefty.
Yeah, there's better options for Adam Jones at 3,500.
Polanco's the same price as well. I would much rather have Polanco than Adam Jones.
Yeah, and definitely spend the extra $200 on Trumbo over Adam Jones. Like, that's not even a question for me. Any Mariners here that you want to target against Jimenez?
I would play these guys as a stack, and I would play the guys that you know and love, Cano, Seager, Seth Smith against the lefty. Adam Lind is still crushing the hard hit percentage. You would think at some point it's going to turn around for him. He did, in his last start against the Angels, hit a home run. I expect more good things from Adam Lind. I wouldn't mind him as a punt first baseman if he needed it.
Miami at Philadelphia, Vincent Velasquez against Wei-Yan Chen. I love taking left-handed pitchers against Philadelphia. Don't know if I would do it on FanDuel at 8,300, but what's your thoughts on him as a second pitcher on two-pitcher sites like Fantasy Draft and DraftKings?
Boy. Chen is kind of like the – I give him the Royals treatment. I will never stack against him, but I also won't play him. He never gets rocked. He never just – that 12K upside game last game is like – will never happen again, and I think people are going to chase it. So for me, I think I'm just going to sit and watch.
Okay. I can definitely get that. He's not a big strikeout guy. You're targeting him because he limits the damage, and he's in a pretty good spot to pick up a win. Velasquez, though, when we're looking at strikeout upside, this guy looks like he's going to be a guy that we're going to target for Ks a lot.
Yeah, I actually thought Miami was going to come into this game as the Philadelphia. Yeah, I meant Miami was going to come into this game as the favorite, and they're not. It's actually a toss-up. It's a really low total, too. So I like me some Vince Velasquez. I think I would pay the extra 200 and go there in tournaments. I know he's been struggling a bit lately, but I mean, he just hasn't really gotten a win in a while, and I think people are just off of him. And for me, I would hop back on. This is the good spot for me.
Yeah, I honestly don't love a lot of bats here. I think both these pitchers are solid options, but I feel like it's a spot where you can play them as one-off tournaments. Franco's always a guy that I'm going to recommend as a one-off tournament play. He has massive power. He has power against lefties and righties, so I feel like he's a guy you can play in a tournament. Now, what's your thoughts on the Marlins?
I was just about to say I don't think you can play Derek Dietrich, and then I saw they lowered his price even more. What are you doing to me, Fantasy Draft? Oh, 6K. Oh, he's probably in play for cash.
Yeah, man, price tag's cheap. You get a leadoff hitter who matches right-handed pitching. I don't have a problem with looking at him at all.
Yeah, I was really hoping to get off the Dietrich bandwagon, but I don't. 6K is really too cheap just for all the opportunities he's going to get at the top of that order. And Velasquez has been – he's been hit before. It's not like he's Cy Young or anything or Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a good spot for Dietrich. Yelich is another guy that I would look at. Stanton's always a guy you can play as a one-off tournament play, especially he was really highly owned when I was looking through tournaments on Monday night. So I feel like Stanton disappointed a lot of people. Going to be lower owned here on a 14-game slate. So like him a lot as a one-off tournament play. Tampa at Toronto heading to Rogers.
One more guy. Is a one-off guy. A guy that I really like to play as a one-off. But Marcelo Ozuna has been on absolute fire. And I think you're going to get him at low ownership just because of everything we've talked about. And his price point across the industry is really fair. If you need a one-off in his price point range, I think he provides a lot of upside.
Yeah, for sure. He's hit safely in 15 straight games now, so I don't hate that at all. Tampa heading to Toronto. Tampa mashed the Blue Jays on Monday night. They destroyed Jay Happ, Chris Archer, and Stroman here. Any thoughts on Archer going to Rogers Center?
I'm really worried about the Blue Jays. Like, after your star player gets punched in the face, you would think you'd at least show up, and they just completely no-showed today. I don't know anything, obviously, but I just can't help but feel like that there's something we don't know about yet in terms of that clubhouse, because I really thought they'd show up today. I have interest in Archer in tournaments until I see something from Toronto. This price point on Fantasy Draft, 18.8, I think is really fair for a guy with his upside. He's been pitching decent of late, kind of a rough start in Seattle, but before that he had pitched decent in three straight games before that, including a win over this Toronto team. For the price point, I think he's a very interesting tournament option.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you said there. When we were looking at the Blue Jays, you know, it's a week now that, you know, they really haven't done much, and this is an offense that we know can explode, so I agree with you on Archer being a tournament play, but I also don't hate the Blue Jays stack in a tournament. Everybody's going to be off them against Archer, and you get an offense that has multiple home run upside. Could be a sneaky tournament stack here, you know, stacking if it's Pilar, Saunders, whoever bats leadoff, and then, you know, Donaldson, EE, and Baptista. I don't hate that in a tournament.
No, absolutely not. I love Toronto stacks on fantasy drafts just because you can play Smoke and E5. I always love building one over there on fantasy draft.
Now, what's your thoughts on the other side here? The Rays coming off of a really good game. Gets a matchup here with Stroman. When we know Stroman's a guy that when he struggles, you know, he really doesn't struggle too much. Pretty good numbers against lefties, pretty good numbers against righties, really high hard ground ball rate to righties. I don't really like the Rays offense here.
Yeah, they're not a team that I'm in a ton of love with today. They're underdogs here against Stroman. I think it's on a big slate you can find better spots.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Dickerson would probably be the one way that I would go in a one-off tournament play. He's the guy with the upside from the left side. It's definitely not Logan Morrison. It's definitely Dickerson. Any other thoughts before we move on here?
If you somehow need a super punt on fantasy draft, Taylor Motter is 3.9K, which is like I equate that to basically under 2K on DK. So if he bats second again, you'd have to consider it.
Washington heading to New York to take on the Mets. Noah Syndergaard, Max Scherzer. Scherzer coming off of a record-tying 20-strikeout game against Detroit. Gets a matchup here with a very, very cold Mets offense. What's your thoughts here?
I was off of Scherzer in the rankings last time. I had a bit of exposure late. I hopped on a little bit late. Not enough. This reminds me of the Vincent Velasquez game. Where he had a monster start, then he faced the Mets, and everyone was off. I like the Mets side. I wouldn't be opposed even to a Mets stack in a large field $3 GPP. Scherzer threw a ton of pitches, and he's not the favorite in this game. So if I was picking one, I would take Noah.
Yeah, I like both of them. I think they both have upside. Like, the Mets offense couldn't get anything done at Coors Field. Like, they're super cold right now, so it's definitely an interesting game. I don't think the bats from either side are in play. If you maybe want to take a shot on Harper just because he's Bryce Harper, but I feel like both these guys are tournament pitchers with a lot of upside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't say if anybody really wants to play Max Scherzer, I wouldn't go against it. And you are going to get him at lower ownership than you ever would of anyone striking out 20 just simply because of everyone else who's on the slate. So he might go – I mean, I don't know how you could say a guy who just struck out 20 will go overlooked, but he might.
Yeah, and earlier this season, April 26th, May 1st, 5 days, 6 days, 5 days, he threw 116, came back and threw 105 the next game. In the game after throwing 116, zero earned runs against the Cardinals. So I'm not too worried about the 119 pitches last time out.
Yeah, I understand using – it's just a really small sample size.
Okay. That's a ton of pitches. Yeah, for sure. I agree 100%. But when we're thinking Scherzer, he's a guy that we've seen him stretched out a lot over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. If you're trying to come up with a reason to fade Max Scherzer, the 119 pitches I think is a valid one.
Oh, I think it's definitely valid. It'd be interesting to see – Daniel Murphy should be back. It was a sickness that he missed Sunday's game, so he should be back. It should be the regular Mets offense, regular, you know, Washington offense. Man, any one-off tournament plays outside of Harper here?
Daniel Murphy in the revenge game.
Okay.
He's been on absolute fire.
I can get that for sure. Minnesota at Detroit. Siege. Oh, man, CJ, this game – there's going to be a lot of runs scored here. Phil Hughes against Mike Pelfrey. Oh, man. I want every single bat from 1 to 8, both sides, and I'm just going to stack this in game as much as I can here.
How is this total only 9? I don't understand.
Can we just pound the over? And
it feels like the lock of the season over 9. I just... This is the Mike Pelfrey regression spot. Power righties all over the place. Oh, I just...
Oh. Yeah, Phil Hughes, too. We're looking at the slate. you know, anybody that's pitched over 50 innings dating back to last year, Phil Hughes has the worst numbers against right-handed pitchers on the or right-handed bats on the slate. 362 WOBA, 32% hard contact rate, really high home run to fly ball ratio, really high fly ball ratio. This just screams Detroit stack.
And they're gonna and I bet you they rest Justin Upton too and give Moya the start, which would even make the lineup even that much better. This is just a play everyone. They're all in play. Every single guy in this game is in play.
My first fantasy draft cash gameplay actually comes from this game. It could be anybody. Honestly, it really could, but it's going to be Nick Castellanos. When we're looking at the type of season that he's having, he's hitting .398 against right-handed pitching with 5 home runs and 24 RBIs. He's the one guy that on fantasy draft you're definitely going to want to have in your cash lineup today.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought you were going to go with Moya at 6K. I think that's just too cheap for this guy. We've seen he's got upside. I do like Castellanos too. Wasn't he a lefty masher historically before this season too? And now he's just somehow learned how to hit righties too?
Well, yeah, 2015 he hit like .350 against lefties. And then 2014, 2013, he was pretty neutral. So I feel like this is just, you know, him kind of neutralizing out. Last year, I think his numbers were just too good against lefties.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. I just – all these guys are so cheap. I mean, Park at 8K, Sano 78. Plouffe 72 is probably like the most overpriced guy of the bunch. But, oh, they're just all in great spots. And, yeah, this game is basically just play all the hitters. And it's going to be the chalk too. And I don't – I like to fade the chalk, but there is no way I'm fading this.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll take a pitcher that I might feel like is going to be underowned where – yeah, Houston at Chicago White Sox. We really don't need to spend a lot of time on Minnesota and Detroit. The bats are in play. All the bats are in play. Take every single one of them. It doesn't – yeah. Anyway, Houston at Chicago, Dallas Keuchel, Carlos Rendon. Keuchel, man, what type of season is this?
It's a season where you stack right-handed bats against him on the road.
Yeah, I would even go as far as saying even at home too.
Yeah, he's – maybe he needs Dustin Pedroia to fix him like David Price because, boy, has he just been bad.
He's allowed at least 6 hits in 5 straight games now and double-digit hits in 2 of the last 5. So Keuchel's getting hit right now. When we're looking at the White Sox, man, there's some bats that I want here. But is there any thoughts that you have for Carlos Rendon?
Never, ever, ever play him. Do not fall into the trap. I will never play. I just don't. Maybe a short slate, but on a slate this big, I'm gonna find somebody else. He's just, you don't know what you're gonna get from the guy. He could strike out 15, and he could be out by one inning of a pitch. You never know what you're gonna get from him.
Yeah, when we're looking at what, you know, he struggles against righties, and he's going to see a lot of righties here for Houston. Like the game stack here, too. When we're talking game stacks from Minnesota and Detroit, this one should be a lot lower owned here. And like a lot of bats, so let's start it off with the visiting team. Who do you like here for the Astros?
Boy, this isn't a team that I'm really going to have a ton of exposure to. I mean, I don't mind the right-handed bats, but they're all priced up, and I just think you can find better options.
Yeah, I can get the price point being a reason that you want to be off these guys. I love Springer. If you can fit him in, I feel like he's the top bat that I would target here for Houston. Altuve has just been phenomenal to start the season. So one of the safest options for cash, but his price tag across the industry, really high, even at 4,700 on FanDuel, just really high for a second baseman. Any White Sox bats that you want here?
I really love Abreu on Fantasy Draft for 7,600. That feels really too cheap for him. He's the same price as Brett Lowry. That's definitely a place you can go for a value with a ton of upside. And I don't mind Todd Frazier even at 10K on draft in a tournament. If I'm stacking the White Sox, it'd be for those right-handed bats. They showed some upside against lefties in Texas, and I think it's for real.
Yeah, and then Garcia as well. I feel like he's another guy you can look at against the lefties. Love Frazier. Love Frazier anytime he faces a lefty, and he should be low owned here. Price tag across the industry is up, so don't see a lot of people paying that for a matchup with Keuchel. I do not hate it. All right, next we got Chicago at Milwaukee, the Cubs visiting the Brewers. Looks like a good spot here for the Cubs facing Chase Anderson, who really struggles with righties and not too much better against lefties. What's your thoughts here on Kyle Hendricks and Chase Anderson?
I'm kind of off both guys. I don't really target pitchers with totals of 9 normally, especially in that hitter's park where fly balls can go everywhere. They fly out of that park. So for me, I'm just going to focus on the hitting from this game.
Yeah, Kyle Hendricks is usually an interesting option. I just don't know if this is the spot that you really want to target him. So I agree. So who do you like here for the Cubs against Anderson?
Everyone that's in the lineup. I love Bryant. We mentioned Chase Anderson's awful against righties. Chris Bryant, great against all types of pitchers. And I don't mind me some Dexter Fowler as well at 9,600.
Yeah, I like Bryant a lot here. I feel like he's a really good tournament option. So I definitely agree with Fowler. Rizzo is smoking the ball, but his price tag across the industry is really high. I feel like he's pretty much a tournament option only because of his price tag.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Anybody from the Brewers that you want to take from against Hendricks here?
Not really. I wouldn't mind if you wanted to go Domingo Santana at 6.3K, but that's really about it for me.
Yeah, man, if I had to take one guy here against Hendricks, it would probably be Chris Carter. Tournament upside, and man, not an offense that I'm really going to take a lot of. Hendricks, not a guy that I'm going to pick on a lot. Might take Scooter against him. I might have Hendricks in a couple spots where his price tag is cheap, but for the most part, I'm going to be pretty much off this game outside of the Cubs offense. Boston at Kansas City. This is a game that was supposed to play on Monday night. Rick Porcello, Ventura taking each other on. I have no interest in Ventura, the Red Sox offense. Extremely on fire.
Oh, what do they do with Porcello's price? Do they happen to lower it by chance?
I know he's 8,500 on FanDuel, and then on Fantasy Draft, he is not even showing up. Let me click the – oh, he's 18-4 still.
That's not bad. I don't mind him in this matchup. The Kansas City lineup is way weaker than normal. No Moustakas, and they kind of jam all the lefties in the middle, and the bottom of that order is pretty prone to striking out. I don't mind Porcello as an SP2 option. Pitcher's Park, wind should be blowing in still. I really don't mind Porcello today, and I think he's going to be really low-owned.
What's your thoughts here on the Red Sox bats?
Oh, man. I know you're a fellow Red Sox fan, and it's been fun to watch. The offense has just been an absolute tear. But I think this is the spot to jump off of them. I think that this is a really tough ballpark to hit home runs in. And you really need home runs to win these days. And that wind blowing in that Kauffman Stadium, for me, I think it's a hard pass on everyone.
Yeah, I can't say the same. I want the Red Sox bats every night right now. Man, they're just so hot. Like, you're not going to be able to talk me into not taking Red Sox bats, especially against Ventura, where when he usually struggles, it's usually with, you know, left-handed bats, and he's going to face, you know, Ortiz, Shaw. Love all these guys.
The only guy that I would have any interest in is Shaw. I don't think people have realized how good he's been. He's been in the top 5, like, all AL hitters against right-handed pitching this year in average OPS. He's just been on an absolute tear. So 7.2K, I could see myself taking Shaw as a low-owned option.
What's your thoughts on Eric Hosmer on Fantasy Draft? Really, really cheap over there in the 3 spot. What's your thoughts on his price at 6,400?
Oh, boy. Wow, that is a tempting price. I don't mind him. I think he's more of a cash play than a tournament play for me. He's got hits in 5 straight. I just don't see Porcello getting lit up, but I think he's at this price, I think he's definitely in cash game consideration. That is way too cheap.
Yeah, he was actually one of the guys that I was going to talk about, but he actually came in as my number 4 play behind 2 other guys. So Colorado heading to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals, Jaime Garcia and Chad Bettis. What's your thoughts on these two guys?
These are guys that I want to stack against. Well, actually, in the case of Russ, who'd you say was starting for the Cardinals?
Jaime Garcia.
Oh, it's Jaime. I'm sorry. I thought it, for some reason, I thought it was Waka. That's weird. Okay, yeah, no, so Rusin's a guy I want to stack against. Cardinals bats for Rusin, sure.
I got Bettis.
I have Rusin. Interesting. At least I wasn't crazy having the pitching matchup different.
Yeah, I'm showing Rusin on some sites and Bettis on others. So.
It completely changes the analysis too.
All right, well, I'll let you start by talking about Garcia, and let's pull up MLB.com and see what they got.
All right, I like the Rockies last year were one of the worst teams in the league against left-handed pitching. And I know that they've made a couple of additions with Ryan Rayburn and Mark Reynolds, but they did lose Willian Rosario, who was pretty good against left-handed pitching himself. This is not Coors Field. I think this is a good spot to target Jaime Garcia against a Colorado offense that can struggle against left-handed pitching. I definitely will check the wind direction. That matters a lot in St. Louis. But for me, I think that you could play Jaime Garcia pretty comfortably as an SP2 option in your tournaments.
Yeah, I disagree. Last year we picked on the Rockies a ton, and I did watch that show with you and Eric, and I don't remember who else was on the show. It was Big T, where you just like went on a rant about the Rockies against lefties. It's a totally different offense this year. They got the highest team WOBA and the highest hard contact rate against lefties this year. Like, their team is it's a different
team. How much
team.
Of that they faced a lot of lefties in Coors, though. I'm not ready to just say that they've completely renovated. I mean, I get it. That's fine. I'm not ready to convince. I'm going to have to see them do something on the road against a lefty that I respect before I start fading them. But for me, I'm going to play Jaime in tournaments tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad play. They strike out almost 26% of the time against lefties. So I'm not saying that you're like way off base by saying Garcia is a tournament play. I'm just saying like they've gotten much better. I don't know why, but like adding Rayburn and Mark Reynolds has like made. And you got to give Trevor Story like credit. The kid's good. So, you know, and then everywhere I'm seeing here, it's saying Chad Bettis outside of fantasy draft. Everywhere else is saying Bettis is starting.
Okay, well, then in that case, I want all the lefty bats from the Cardinals, and I want Grandel Grichuk, who's a reverse splits guy.
Yeah. I can get behind all of that. So I definitely like that. Hazel Baker, if he's in the lineup, Holiday's cheap. I like all these guys. And Brandon Moss is a guy, if he's in that four spot, or Adams, either one of these guys, they're both really cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. The lefties here are probably priced to face a lefty. They're probably not face the price of face a righty. So I think you're going to get value there.
Yep. And then, like you mentioned, Grichuk, reverse splits guy. Not a lot of people know about that. I like these guys. I like these guys a lot. Grichuk's a guy. He's only 6,600. Same price or $200 less than Matt Holliday. I like the Cardinals here.
Yeah, absolutely.
New York heading to Arizona.
Ryan Rayburn is not one of your. I didn't want to steal Ryan Rayburn as a power up play. I know I mentioned that he was that I like Jaime, but 5.4K for Rayburn against a lefty. I'm going to be interested in that price at any time.
Yeah, I thought we talked about the Rockies. My bad. Yeah, I love Rayburn. I love his price tag at 5,400. I think he's a great play. Story, Arenado. Arenado under 8K on fantasy draft. What's your thoughts there?
It feels like everyone in this game is mispriced on fantasy draft. It feels like that the Rockies are too cheap and the Cardinals are both too cheap. Arenado under 8K against the lefty. Boy, if I'm making a hedge of Jaime Garcia, it's going to be over here on fantasy draft. That's for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Any other bats that you want to mention for the Rockies before we move on?
Mark Reynolds at 5,700 in a little mini revenge game is also tempting.
Yeah, I said, I think all these guys are, you know, especially on draft, they're really cheap. Yankees at Diamondbacks. We got Zach Greinke against Michael Pineda. What's your thoughts on this game?
Boy, Zach Greinke has just been bad at home. He's been bad in this Chase ballpark. And I think he was on the last time we did a show. until I see him put up a quality performance at home, I'm just going to keep on fading and stacking against them. I'm going to have some interest in the Yankees bats in this spot tonight.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Michael Pineda, definitely a guy that you want to target. He's a guy that struggles with home runs. So this is a great ballpark for home runs. He's a guy that struggles with home runs to lefties. So it's going to get me into my next fantasy draft cash gameplay, and that's Jake Lamb. He's a little higher than what I'd like, but at 7,200, I think he's a good guy to start your cash game lineup with.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I love Lamb. He's been a staple in my fantasy draft cash games for a while now. And 7,200, I'd wish he was cheaper, but I have no problem paying that price.
Yeah, especially when we're looking at a pitcher like Pineda. I love this game stack. I like Arizona bats a lot here. What's your thoughts on Herman, man? Like, this guy, he's always going to be underowned on draft, but I like him on FanDuel as well. He's a catcher that has been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah, he's been really hot, and he's been playing some outfield too, so it's not like he's going to automatically sit on the bench here. For me, it's really tough on draft, obviously, but other places I'll have some shares for sure.
Now, looking at the Yankee side of things, we mentioned Greinke, a guy that you can pick on here as a stack. Greinke's probably going to go really low-owned in tournaments. I still just don't know if I could do it at Chase Field. If this game, even at Yankee Stadium, I don't think I would do it. But when we're looking at the Yankees' bats, it's the same suspects for me. It's Gardner, it's Ellsbury, it's Brian McCann, and it's Carlos Beltran for me.
Yeah, I don't mind Didi Gregorius, too, as a punt shortstop in a revenge spot as well.
All the revenge. Texas at Oakland, Nicole Hamels and Eric Sercamp.
I think Jesse Hahn's getting the start, at least according to my notes. They bumped Sercamp for Jesse Hahn.
They probably should. Yes, they're saying it's likely to happen. All right, there we go. Too many pitcher moves for me. Jesse Hahn, you know, taking on Texas here. What's your thoughts on him?
I think that I wonder if Jesse Hahn is in the player pool, I have to type him out. But if he's like one of those 4K pitchers, I'll definitely have interest in him. Yeah, Texas offense in that pitcher's park is tempting.
Trying to pull up and see what. He's 12-6 on draft.
He's 8K on FanDuel. No thanks.
prices are. You're not getting that sweet spot with him.
No. So I don't have an interest in either pitcher.
Has he worked out of the bullpen this year?
He was in AAA making a start, it looks like.
Because he has 12 innings pitched this year in the bigs.
Yeah, he was in the bullpen at some point. Maybe they sent him down to stretch him out.
That's interesting. So when we're looking at Jesse Hahn, he's a guy last year really struggled against lefties, 322 WOBA. Was not too bad against righties. So it's going to be our normal suspects here when we're looking at the Rangers. It's going to be guys like Mazzara, who is really cheap at 7,200 at fantasy draft and cheap across the industry. And it's going to be Odor, and Ian Desmond is just on fire right now.
Yeah, Desmond is on absolute fire. I don't know what he's done tonight, but I'm assuming it's going to be more of the same. He's just been crushing the baseball. I really do like Desmond today. I really like they moved him up to the second spot in the order, too. I think that was a really wise move.
Now, looking at the other side of things, do we really want to pick on Cole Hamels? Is he a guy we might look at in tournaments here?
Not for me. Too many options on this slate to go there.
Yeah, but I feel like that's the reason that we should look at him, because he's not going to be a guy that's looked at. He gets a matchup with Oakland at O.co, and he has the same type of upside that can get you to 60 points.
I see it. I don't blame you for going there. He's definitely got upside, that's for sure. He just hasn't looked all that good. If I remember correctly, in his last start against Washington, against the White Sox, he got pretty well shelled. But he had a lot of K upside in that start, so I don't mind it. No, it's just I hate picking strikeout pitchers in that park. Such huge foul ground territory. I don't have any specific data, but it feels like every time that the strikeouts get reduced there just because of how expansive the foul ground is.
And also, I feel like it also depends on what kind of lineup we see for Oakland. You know, if they roll out Reddick and Vogt with Fegley dealing with an injury, it just bumps up Hamels even more.
Yeah, I suspect Fedley's going on the DL. It looks like that they're going to have to move him to the DL to get Han up because he was only option of the minors 8 days ago. So it looks like that they're going to put Fedley on the DL tomorrow. So bump up there.
Yeah. Any bats that you want to take here? Valencia against the lefty, maybe?
Yeah, 6,900 on Fantasy Draft. I think that's definitely a viable option in all formats.
Yeah, love Mazzara on FanDuel and cash games. Only 3K. He's going to be a guy that I'm definitely going to be looking at across the board here. Any other thoughts on this game before we move on?
Not for me.
San Francisco at San Diego. Madison Bumgarner against Colin Ray. Another good pitcher in a great spot here. Bumgarner at Petco. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, Bumgarner's going to be the first spot I'm looking at in my cash games. Another lefty against the Padres who haven't hit them very well this year. And after a rough start, we've seen some better starts from Bumgarner lately. I feel really good about it. Hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in his last five starts. That's what I like to see from my cash game pitchers.
Yeah, Padres striking out over 25% of the time against lefties this season. Great spot for Bumgarner. And Colin Ray really struggles with righties. Hunter Pence hits right-handed bats or pitchers really well. I feel like he's a really sneaky tournament option here.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great call.
You know, when we're looking at the San Francisco, the visiting team here, don't want to go too crazy. It's Petco. Even though Petco's been playing a little differently this year for hitters, it's still Petco. You know, it's still not a great ballpark. The total's low here. Posey, where he's cheap. Joe Panik's a guy that I absolutely love.
I think I'm a little higher on the Giants' offense than you. I'm definitely going to have exposure to them. The Brandon Crawford explosion's coming, and I'm just not going to miss it. And that means I'm going to have Giants throughout the series.
No, I feel like that's fair. This is a good matchup for them. Colin Ray, dating back to last year, 361 WOBA against righties. So he definitely struggles with righties. You can definitely look at the righties. But when we're looking at his numbers against lefties, they're better. But it's not anything to really, you know, write home about. So I feel like the hard contact rate is there. So a guy like Crawford who hits the ball hard, I can definitely get behind that pick.
Yeah, other than that, though, I'm definitely not going to take a Hunter Pence type or anything. I'm not going to pay a premium for him or Span. It just would be those lefty infielders.
Fair enough. Is there anybody that you want to take against Bumgarner?
No. Adam Rosales is the minimum against a lefty, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I want to, but I can't.
The Angels heading or staying on the freeway or the whatever they call it, highway series, but taking on the Dodgers here, Clayton Kershaw and Jared Weaver. Kershaw is where I'm going to start my cash lineups here. Definitely in a great spot to pick up a win.
Yeah, I'm going to try to fit Bumgarner and Kershaw in the cash. I know it's going to be tough, but I'm going to try to do everything I can to make it happen. These two guys are in just amazing spots. And Kershaw's only a minus 300 favorite. That's going to close at 350 or 360. Weaver versus Kershaw might be one of the biggest mismatches we get the entire year.
Yeah, definitely agree there. Man, I want a lot of bats from this game from the Dodgers side. Weaver, the wiffle ball throwing Weaver. What's your thoughts here on the Dodgers?
Weaver's starting to turn into my 2016 Texas pitcher that always just should have gotten rocked and never did. I can't think of his name. Why is he escaping me? Colby Lewis. He started turning my 2016 Colby Lewis where I stack every time and I get disappointed every time. But I'm not stopping now. I do like the Dodgers. I like Jock Peterson. I like Grandal. I like Adrian Gonzalez. And I like Justin Turner, reverse blitz Justin Turner. All very good options today.
Yeah, I don't think Grandal will be in the lineup here. With Kershaw on the hill, Grandal hasn't had a day off in a few days. This is probably going to be AJ Ellis here.
That's a good point. I was just thinking last time out, he had the dominant performance with Grandal behind the plate, but it does look like that they are timing it for Ellis to get back there this time around.
Yeah, I think he sat like Friday. They had a Monday game. I expect Ellis, this is probably going to be a spot where we see Grandal sit.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
But that leads us to the last fantasy draft play that you want to have in your cash lineup under 8K is Adrian Gonzalez, 7,600. He's the guy that you want here in cash games against Jared Weaver. 7,600 is just too cheap for Gonzalez.
Yep, I absolutely agree. He was a lock in my cash games tonight, and I can't imagine he won't be tomorrow at that price.
Yep, and Corey Seager's really hot. Jock Peterson has upside. What's your thoughts? Because I never play this guy. So what's your thoughts on Chase Utley?
I'm done. I think he's starting to cool off. I think that's a great guy to fade for a little while.
Yasiel Puig, really cheap across the industry. Any thoughts on him here?
There's a guy I just don't roster, but he has power upside, that's for sure.
Yeah, really cheap across the industry. I feel like you can look at him. I want nothing to do with bats against Kershaw. Is there anybody that you'll play here?
Mike Trout.
You pay that premium.
What's he going to get? I'm getting Mike Trout at 5% max.
Yeah, but you're paying a premium for him across the industry.
But I'm taking a top three player in baseball.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I definitely agree on that aspect. If I'm going to take him, it's definitely not going to be on FanDuel. He's too expensive on FanDuel. Draft, 8,100. I would take a shot there.
Yeah, what is he on FanDuel? I hadn't looked at his price.
4,700.
No. We're not doing that.
Yeah, change that mind, CJ, real quick.
No. I was looking at Fantasy Draft. I had Fantasy Draft up, and I was like, I was doing the 8,100. I was like, that's not that bad. What are you talking about?
8,100, I would definitely take a shot, even if it's the one at bat against the bullpen.
I'm not paying 40. He's the most expensive outfielder on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's a top three player, though.
Fair point.
All right, let's play some Home Run Derby. I'll let you lead it off here. Give me one of the guys that you like here.
Can we just ban Minnesota Detroit and call it like Coors Field Light for the day?
Sure.
All right, because we would just pick six guys from that game. And both these pitchers are just absolutely terrible.
No problems.
All right, awesome. Let me just pull up my player pool. I actually took notes and I had this ready to go this time.
All right, no problem.
For me, I'm going to start off with – I know I said that this game has wind concerns, but I'm going to take myself some Big Poppy. He is just on fire.
Poppy it is. I was actually shocked that neither one of us from yesterday, me or Hoop, either one of us had Boston players in that game. So I found that really interesting. I'm actually going to go a little off the board right off the bat here, and it's going to be Carlos Beltran against Greinke.
That's definitely off the board. I was not expecting that.
All right, give me another one here.
Oh goodness, I thought you got to get take two.
We stopped doing the snake.
Oh, we stopped doing the snake.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. I really like Brandon Crawford. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to take Brandon Crawford.
I like it. Following up my off the board with an off the board pick, so I can get behind that. I'm going to go Jock Jams with my next one. He's going to take Weaver deep here.
Oh, man, that was my pick.
Yeah, you can't have Jock on my podcast.
Oh, man, I had a feeling it wasn't going to get back to me either, and I should have just pulled the trigger. I'm going to go off the board one more time. I'm going to take Matt Joyce.
Matt Joyce, I love that pick. You know, with the Marte news that he's going to be out for the birth of his kid, love Joyce over the next few days when he's getting in the lineup. My last one, seeing that I kind of went crazy with the first one, I'm going to go Chris Bryant with my last one. Love Chris Bryant in this matchup with Chase Anderson.
Yeah, he's in a great spot. It would not surprise me if he had more than one tonight.
All right. At the end of the day, if you had to pick a pitcher that was going to pick up a win, not named Kershaw, Bumgarner, who would it be?
I was going to say, how is the answer not Kershaw?
Yeah, you like I
was thinking Kershaw and Bumgarner. Complete softball. This is great. This is a great way to end the podcast. It actually gets a little tough outside of those top two. This mid-tier has a lot of interesting GPP options, but there's no one I'm in complete love with. I'm going to go Rick Porcello. I'm really high on Rick Porcello. I have a feeling that I'll be that one of the highest in the industry on him tomorrow, but this Kansas City lineup is really bad. Matt Whistler just dominated them. I know they got an off day, but the personnel is not going to change.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Juan Nicasio. I'm sticking to my guns here. Great matchup for Pittsburgh against Atlanta. Juan Nicasio is going to pick up a win. Might not score the most fantasy points, but he's going to pick up a win. CJ, always fun to work with you and talk tournament strategy, all that kind of stuff. Appreciate you jumping on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
All right, we'll be back on Wednesday. Make sure you guys head on over to fantasydraft.com. Check them out. Use promo code GRINDERS. support them, support us for doing the podcast every day. I love doing it. So if you like listening to it every day, make sure you guys go over and give them a shout. That's going to wrap it up here for this 14-game Tuesday podcast. I'll be back on Wednesday. So hopefully everybody has some good luck, and we'll see you then.